Welcome to Great North News, where we believe in the power of positivity. Our mission is to inspire and uplift Canadians by sharing only the good stories from coast to coast to coast. We know that there's plenty to celebrate in this vast country of ours. Stories of resilience, acts of kindness, and achievements that make us all proud to be Canadian. Through heartwarming and engaging reporting, we're shifting the spotlight onto the bright moments in our news. Because every day there's something incredible happening in Canada, join us as we bring you the best of who we are as a nation, one story at a time. Stay tuned and let's dive into the good news. Today is November 6, 2024. This is the first installment of Great North News. My name is Dre, and I welcome you. There are 49 days until Christmas Day on December 25th. Our friends just finished celebrating Diwali. Hanukkah and Kwanzaa are coming. What do you celebrate? Leave a message on our Facebook page. In Canada, the holiday season is marked by various festive events and traditions. One notable event is the Winter Festival of Lights in Niagara Falls, which this year runs from November 16th to January 5th, featuring over 3 million lights, more than 75 displays, and of course the hot chocolate trail. They truly transform Niagara Falls into a twinkling wonderland. For all the Hallmark movie lovers, W Network has a countdown for Christmas, featuring over 40 premieres. The event kicked off on October 18th and offers 10 weeks of back-to-back holiday movies every single day. With food prices continuing to rise, local farmers and markets across Canada are stepping up to make fresh produce more accessible and affordable. This trend is helping communities across the country connect with fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables, often at prices that are easier on the wallet than grocery store alternatives. Provinces are embracing local food initiatives to make fresh, affordable produce more accessible to communities, and it's making a difference. Starting in British Columbia, the local food movement is thriving, especially around Vancouver and Victoria. BC's farmers markets and CSA programs are growing, offering year-round options for organic produce and even dairy delivered right to your door. With a strong focus on sustainability, BC farms are helping reduce food miles, bringing the produce closer to home. In Saskatchewan, the rich farming culture is taking local food initiatives to new heights. CSA programs offering fresh vegetables, grains, and meats are helping reduce reliance on imported goods. These farm-to-table models are especially popular among young families and environmentally conscious residents who appreciate locally sourced, nutrient-rich ingredients. Meanwhile, in Quebec, programs like Panier Bio deliver seasonal produce from nearby farms to residents, whether they're in rural areas or cities like Montreal. Quebec has also embraced urban agriculture with rooftop farms and community gardens, contributing to the province's growing commitment to local food access. And in New Brunswick, farmers markets and CSA programs are booming around Fredericton and Moncton, with some even partnering with schools and community centers to offer reduced cost subscriptions for low-income families. These efforts foster community connections and ensure access to nutritious food for everyone. Moving over to Nova Scotia, the community-driven Good Food Box program connects families with local farms, offering pre-packed boxes filled with affordable fruits, veggies, and sometimes even seafood. Operating year-round, this initiative strengthens food security in the region while empowering local farmers and celebrating Nova Scotia's agricultural diversity. These initiatives across Canada aren't just about providing fresh, affordable food. They're about empowering local farmers, promoting sustainable practices, and building community connections. Canadians are rediscovering a deeper appreciation for our agricultural landscape and making choices that support our environment and economy. Across Canada, event organizers are gearing up for enchanting Christmas markets. If you're looking to get into the holiday spirit, here are some festive markets to explore. In Ontario, the Distillery District downtown Toronto is hosting their annual Winter Village from November 3rd until January 5th. European holiday charm in Toronto, with holiday-themed entertainment, artisanal stalls, and a large, fully decorated Christmas tree. Also Ontario, Kitchener is hosting their annual Chris Kindle Market from December 5th to the 8th. Known for their Oktoberfest celebrations, it's no surprise this market has an authentic German vibe, with traditional crafts, foods, and performances. In British Columbia, Vancouver has opened for the November 3rd Christmas Market. With the Jackpool Plaza backdrop, this traditional German market runs until Christmas Eve, featuring a carousel, a walk-through Christmas tree, artisanal gifts, and fantastic foods. Quebec always has amazing events, and two to note for this holiday season are the German Christmas Market in Old Quebec City. It runs from November 2nd until December 23rd. The kiosks are wooden, the treats are delicious, and the shopping is handmade. It's like stepping into a European Christmas village. Montreal also has a fabulous holiday market with a different theme. The Quartier des Spectacles, my French is terrible, brings Montreal to life through food, entertainment, and cultural activities. Think cooking and art and education. Alberta, our wild rose country, brings your mountain Christmas scene to life. At Warner Stables in Banff, from November 4th until December 8th on weekends only, you can visit for unique gifts, live music, and a festival atmosphere that's perfect for holiday adventurers. Smallest and last, but definitely never least, let's head over to Prince Edward Island. For 3 days only, you can experience a Victorian-themed Christmas, complete with horse and wagon rides, vendors, and entertainment. November 29th is the starting day. What did we miss? Are you hosting or attending an amazing market or festive event we should know about and share with our listeners? Send a message through our Facebook page. Attention dog owners! The Canadian Pet Connection has unveiled its list of the top 24 dog foods in Canada for 2024. This selection showcases high quality, human grade, and innovative pet foods developed by Canadian manufacturers. Leading the pack for the fifth consecutive year is Smack Pet Foods. Based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Smack offers dehydrated raw dog foods made primarily from certified organic human-grade ingredients. The recipes are rich in superfoods and free from synthetic additives, making them a top choice for health-conscious pet owners. Following closely is Carnivore, known for its synthetic-free formulations. Carnivore utilizes organic sprouted seeds and fresh table-grade meats to create nutrient-dense recipes without the need for synthetic vitamin premixes. Other notable mentions include Origin, celebrated for its high meat inclusion and locally sourced ingredients, Acana, grain-friendly recipes with a focus on fresh regional ingredients, and Wilder Harrier, a Montreal-based company using insect-based proteins, offering a hypoallergenic option. For a look at all 24 top-rated dog foods, visit our Facebook page for links. With veterinary costs soaring across Canada, more pet owners are turning to pet insurance to help manage those unexpected bills. This growing trend highlights a shift in how Canadians approach pet care, with more owners opting for insurance to provide peace of mind and financial security. As the demand for quality veterinary care increases, pet insurance is quickly becoming a valuable option to ensure pets receive the best care possible without breaking the bank. Whether you're a longtime pet parent or have a new furry friend, it's worth considering the role that pet insurance could play in managing those sometimes surprising veterinary expenses. There's been a heartwarming trend of Canadian celebrities returning to their homeland, seeking to reconnect with their roots and embrace a balanced, down-to-earth lifestyle. Let's take a look at a few famous faces who've come back to Canada in recent years. First up, Pamela Anderson. Originally from Ladysmith, BC, Anderson is well known for her Hollywood roles, particularly in Baywatch. Now back in Canada, she resides on Vancouver Island, where she's turned her focus to environmental activism, especially in marine conservation. Anderson's The Pamela Anderson Foundation is dedicated to protecting the environment, highlighting her commitment to reconnecting with nature and her homeland. Next, we have Ryan Reynolds, the Vancouver-born star of Deadpool. Reynolds has always maintained a strong Canadian connection, often humorously showcasing his Canadian pride on social media. Together with his wife, Blake Lively, he spends significant time in Vancouver, where he values the area's natural beauty and vibrant community spirit. Reynolds has also invested in Canadian businesses, like Ottawa-based Mint Mobile, and supports local charities, making him a true ambassador of Canadian generosity. Rachel McAdams from London, Ontario, who shot to stardom with roles in The Notebook and Mean Girls. After finding success in Hollywood, McAdams returned to Canada, settling in Toronto. She embraces the city's lively art scene and values being close to family, making Toronto her base while she continues to work on international projects. McAdams is known for her involvement in Environmental Defense Canada, championing eco-friendly practices at home. Shania Twain. Originally from Timmins, Ontario, this country music legend, famous for hits like "Man, I Feel Like a Woman" and "That Don't Impress Me Much," recently made her return to Canada after years abroad. Settling back in her home country, Twain has found solace and inspiration in the Canadian landscape, often sharing how reconnecting with her roots has brought her a renewed sense of peace and creativity. Her journey back home even influenced her latest album, Queen of Me, which she describes as a celebration of strength, resilience, and embracing who she truly is. Finally, Michael J. Fox, the Back to the Future legend and advocate for Parkinson's research. He was born in Edmonton, Alberta. Although he spent much of his life in the United States, Fox frequently returns to Canada. He maintains a residence in BC and often speaks fondly of his Canadian upbringing and values. He says his Canadian roots helped shape his sense of humor and resilience. Fox's Michael J. Fox Foundation continues to make strides in Parkinson's research, a testament to his determination to make a positive impact. Together, these Canadian icons show a growing trend of coming home, reconnecting with their roots, and making meaningful contributions to their communities. A perfect reminder of the uniquely grounding and inspiring pull of Canada. Thanks so much for tuning in to Great North News. We're here every week sharing the best of what's happening across Canada, and we're so glad you could join us. If you've got a story, an inspiring moment, or something uplifting we may have missed, we'd love to hear from you. Find us on Facebook at Great North News and feel free to send us a message. We're all about sharing the stories that matter to our community. Until next time, stay inspired, stay connected, and keep spreading those good vibes. Thanks again for listening and take care.